Sister Cities was founded with on the premise that citizen diplomacy matters, meaning people to people in various countries can make or break whether their countries are at peace or not. And in this case, this is a country that had been at war, and for the last almost 25 years now has been relatively at peace, but there's still some things that need to happen there. They went through, even before the war, they were going through a transition from what had been communism or pseudo-communism to a more, Western-style democracy. So those transitions were happening in the economy, in the mindset of the people, and everything at the same time as the war was going on and after. So this program is specifically designed to help introduce these students, these 18 students, to how we behave here in America, how we make change happen. And we believe we put together a nice program to bring them here and help them with that. And that, combined with our history with Bosnia and Herzegovina, the fact that the peace accords were signed here to stop the war, and that we've had in the subsequent years a ton of activities with them going back and forth, that makes this a special program.
Tell me a little bit about the logistics of planning this. This is going to happen in September, October of 2019. So you're going to be busy for the next couple of months trying to get all this planned out.
Absolutely. Right now, what we're trying to do is find host families. And so for the past few months, I've been working on trying to get together a bunch of partners that could help out with programming. And we think we've got a really great group of organizations and individuals to actually, create the program that they'll be doing. But right now, we're in the mode of trying to find people that will actually host all these folks coming over. So that's what we're doing now.
Oh, that's great. And you both were there in 2016. I'd like to have your impressions on your visit there.
I love the country. It's beautiful. The people are very generous. The food is great. The culture is fascinating. The mountains are beautiful. I think I always want to lead with that, because too often people's impressions of Bosnia and Herzegovina are just governed by the war, which is over 25 years ago almost now. Things are different. Things are repaired. The thing that hasn't been repaired yet is the fact that the Constitution there, which was put in place here in Dayton, hasn't been modified very much. And it needs to be completely overhauled by the Bosnian-Herzegovinian people themselves. And that still hasn't happened. My impression of the country hasn't changed in the last few years. It's wonderful. But this program, I think, will help to get to some of the structural issues that are preventing more prosperity, better lives for the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Arch, what was your experience over there?
I loved my experience there. This is the only country in Europe that I've been to more than once, and so I just fell in love with it when we went there in 2016 and caught the bug, I guess. And so I'm really excited to be able to return, especially when we go over and do the orientation before the students and teachers come.
Commissioner, you mentioned that it's been 25 years since the war, and I'm interested in your take on the spirit of the people there today and what they've come through.
That's an interesting question. It's been, like you say, it's actually 24 years. It'll be 25 next year. And I think that people are really focused now on the normal things that people focus on, which is they're worried about the education their kids are getting. They're worried about a job or a lack of a job. They're worried about retirement. They're worried about trash pickup, water. So really it's just the normal things that people worry about every day, and that's good. I mean, in a way, the problem is that because of the structural issues that are in place, it's a little bit more difficult for them right now, and there are more of those issues. So it's not as easy to fix. It takes a little more effort, a little more dedication. And one of the things that Arch is going to do with his program is to try to give these kids a glimpse of how we do that here, and maybe some of the tools they need to start making changes like that over there.
You've got some teachers coming with them, correct?
That's correct, yeah. And I'm, as a former teacher, too, that's something that I'm really passionate about. So we're trying to organize the whole experience, almost like a project-based learning type experience for the students. And so we're going to have an essential question, which is, what does it mean to affect change in a democracy? And they're going to go through and look at that here in Columbus and even in D.C. while they're here.
It's exciting news. What else should we know about the Sister City program or this trip? We'd certainly like to follow up in October during their visit.
People should definitely apply to become host families, and they can do that by visiting our website at DaytonSisterCityCommittee.org.
Final comments?
I'm happy that you're coming to talk to us about this. This is another one in a series of events that are going on. We have older students coming over, college students, just after college to do internships, entrepreneurship classes. We have students from here going over there. We have delegations going back and forth. We're working with a couple of the cities in Bosnia-Herzegovina to give them some of our technical knowledge in areas like water or brownfields development. And we're learning from them, too. So there's a lot going on. This is just one of a series of things that are happening.
Dayton City Commissioner Matt Joseph and Arch Grieve with the Dayton Mediation Center, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.